All right, everybody, what the hell? I just got back from an intense week of travel, and right when I sat down at my desk, we receive a slew of new photos of our decrepit president of the United States, looking kind of terrifying, swollen hands, a sweaty face, very clearly out of it. And this is on Air Force One on the way to a Wisconsin roundtable in which he seems even more out of it, not just out of it mentally, but out of touch with reality, so much so that he has no walls or reality tests around him to keep him on track. He thinks that we're winning the Iran war, which is a straight lie. We are currently losing. We are currently facing economic destruction due to the fact that this has turned into a quagmire. We'll cover that in one moment. But I just want to start off with these photos of our president, because as I said, I've been traveling a bit this week. I haven't been posting as much, which you may have noticed, but now we are back, going full steam ahead. And something I noticed while I was traveling is that Donald Trump took 7 days off of being in front of cameras, which is very abnormal for a person like him, who's psychologically and narcissistically addicted to being in front of the cameras all the time. Well, now that he's on camera, we kind of see why. This photo is from Samuel Coram of Getty, and this is the first one that kind of raised some red flags. You see a very sweaty orange Donald Trump with very swollen hands down here. I mean, let me see how far I can zoom in on this next photo of his hand. You can see the very poor makeup job on the back of his hand right here, and it gets even worse. Here's another photo of him where you can visibly see the line where his orange, you know, bronzer, is that what it is? Is it bronzer that he just rubs on his face every single day? Can we just back up and try to imagine this for 1 second? Our president of the United States for the past, I don't know, like 30 years or so has had this orange tint to him. Let's say the last 15 years, to be a little bit more charitable. For the last 15 years, he's had this aggressive orange tint all over his face. And let's picture the process by which he puts on this orange tint. I don't think he has a makeup team do it for him. I don't think he has people do it for him at all. I'm pretty sure this dude wakes up every single morning and before he shows his face in public, smears orange concealer all over to conceal the fact that he is just, I don't know, a normal human. He wants to turn himself into the showman clown. And I know this is a very, very like surface level observation. We're way past calling him the orange guy, but I just want you all to picture this in your head. Our narcissistic, weird ass old president just rubbing the concealer on his face because that makes him feel special. I don't know. Now, listen to this guy speak. As well, he has this new nickname for Democrats in America, which is roughly half the country. His new nickname for half of the country is to call them Dumocrats, like D-U-M-B-O-crats. But every time he says it, he has to point out that most people don't know. A lot of people don't know the word dumb has a B in it. I'm pretty sure it's just you that didn't know that, Trump. Watch.
I call them the Dumocrats, D-U-M. You take out the B. A lot of people don't know dumb has a B. You take out the B. And you change the E, you put the U, and you have a Democrat.
I would bet money right now that Donald Trump sent out a tweet that said Democrats with no B. And then somebody informed him, hey, dumb actually has a B in it. And he said, huh, I didn't know that. I'm sure a lot of people don't know that. No dog, even my 4-year-old cousin probably knows how to spell the word D-U-M-B. You're just uniquely dumb in this space. Here's another photo of Donald Trump standing on the tarmac. This one was taken by Saul Loeb of Getty. And it's also just a pretty intensely horrific photo of a president with a swollen hand covered in makeup. I mean, at this point, just have some continuity and cover your hand in the same orange bronzer or concealer or whatever that you put on your face every single morning. Why is his entire body different colors? Here's another photo of him just, you know, yelling to the press on Air Force One. All right, enough with the superficial looking at Donald Trump's looks. I think it's important to do that. I think it's important to point out his decline and his health and how absurd he looks. But on the Adam Mockler feed, we focus a lot on policy. We focus a lot on Donald Trump's domestic policy, economic policy, or lack thereof, the war with Iran, we talk about ICE, we talk a lot about what he's doing, and that's where I really want to center in, because it's very important that we actually talk about what's happening. As always, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate these videos and you want to be ready for constant bangers, constant debates. We are going to be pushing so incredibly hard, so just subscribe below to join the movement. To continue right here, a reporter asks Donald Trump about the Kennedy Center, which he just had his name removed from via a court order about a week ago. So it was the Kennedy Center. Trump gets into office and he tries to change it to the Trump Kennedy Center. Just roll my eyes, Jesus Christ. Then what Donald Trump does is get really angry when a judge shoots down the Trump Kennedy Center and reverts it back to the Kennedy Center. Now he wants to be perpetually involved. He appointed himself the chairman of the Kennedy Center. Can we just go back to having a normal country? Like, all I want is to have a normal country in which the president is not constantly putting his face, name on everything, making himself the chairman of everything. Watch this.
You mentioned the Kennedy Center, sir. How do you want to be involved moving forward?
Well, the same way it is. I'm the chairman. So we'll just keep it going. Somebody has to do it. It loses a lot of money. It has for years. It's lost hundreds of millions of dollars for years. And yet it's something you have to keep going. You know, it's the arts. They all lose money. Carnegie Hall, you take a look at all of that kind of thing, loses. So they really, everybody, they want me to stay very badly. So we're gonna take a look at it.
Who's they? Who is this non-existent they that Donald Trump is talking about? I want to pivot over to the Iran war very quickly, because what Trump was saying about this during his press conference in front of the Air Force One, and then his presser with a roundtable in Wisconsin, it's just so incredibly deranged. He's saying that it's not even much of a military conflict because it's just practice for us at this point. I want to remind you that last week, Donald Trump claimed we took out their entire military, then moments later said their military hasn't actually been touched by us. He's just so incoherent.
And this is during a military conflict. I call it that because it's really not that much of a war, but it's a military conflict. It's a practice.
This is by definition a war, and a failed war. This is by definition a war when over a dozen U.S. soldiers have died. We've spent probably $100 billion at this point. We've lost half of our drone stockpiles, according to the CSIS. It's definitely a war when we killed their leader in the opening strikes. We killed 300 schoolgirls in the opening strikes. That is by definition a war. He then claims the war seems to be going quite well, or the situation seems to be going quite well. He doesn't call it a war because that would actually trigger the War Powers Resolution via Congress, which Republicans are too chicken shit to invoke. Take a look.
So let's see what the president has to say.
Again, the job numbers were fantastic today. It's like nobody thought, many times what they thought they'd be. We have factories and plants being built all over our country at a number that we've never had before, ever, in our history. And we're doing really well. The situation with Iran seems to be going quite well. Thank you.
When was the last time you had discussions?
I like how he just walks off after claiming the situation seems to be going quite well. Let's see what Iran is saying about this right now. If the Iran war resumes and the U.S. naval blockade on Iranian ports is not lifted, Rezai, the military advisor to Khamenei, the leader of Iran, states that Iran will, quote, drag the war to the Indian Ocean, the Mandeb Strait, the Red Sea, and the Mediterranean. Rezai adds that Iran will also attack other American bases across the Middle East. Quote, America will definitely suffer much more losses. America's losses will be very heavy. This should be very alarming because Donald Trump has put us in a position, along with Netanyahu, where we are unable to find an off-ramp. There's inverse incentives between the two leaders right now. Netanyahu has every incentive to keep this war going. He's basically a wartime leader and it keeps him out of prison. Donald Trump has every incentive to tone this war down. Trust me, Trump wants to end this war. He wants to get out, but he can't because they are continuing to threaten the Strait. They are continuing to close the Strait. And at the very end of the day, Israel keeps on escalating with Lebanon and with Hezbollah, and that is causing a break of the ceasefire. So it's all an absolute mess. And what is our decrepit president saying? That we're winning. He has absolutely no clue what's actually happening. Here's a clip of Donald Trump that I found uniquely interesting. He's going to one of the Knicks finals games in New York City. And the tickets are so expensive that the cheapest ticket price is $8,000. So the reporter asks, and it's hard to hear sometimes because he's on Air Force One, but the reporter asks, hey, the NBA finals game that you're going to, sir, is $8,000 for the cheapest tickets. Can you talk a little bit about how Americans can afford these types of tickets? And he basically just says, go watch it on TV. Imagine how out of touch you have to be. I mean, look at Stephen Chung behind him. Look at Stephen Chung creeping around the corner. Ain't no way Stephen Chung is still a part of this admin. But he essentially, Trump just says, yeah, F it. F the people who can't afford tickets. F the affordability of sports, which is supposed to be a fundamental thing of America. And this is somebody who's never in his life had to worry about healthcare, never in his life had to worry about buying his own groceries or buying his own tickets to anything. He's had it all handed to him. So he has no empathy, or he has no way to approximate what it feels like when things are so incredibly out of reach and getting more and more expensive. Take a listen.
At the game you're going to, the cheapest price for the game three you're going to is $8,000. Everyday Americans can't afford these sports.
Well, I know, but they can watch it on television. It's sort of semi-free to watch it on television, but that's the way life goes. You have some, and now, if the team wasn't a big success, you could go very easily.
Hey, everybody, that's just the way that life goes sometimes. If you can't afford your groceries, you can just watch people eating food on TV. If you can't afford healthcare, well, why don't you just turn on House or The Pitt or some show in which you can watch healthcare on the TV? You can't afford any sports outings or any movies because things are getting too expensive. You know, just stay home. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. The American dream is kind of built on this idea that upward mobility is possible, and that as you're going up in society, you're also able to have more freedom or leisure time or enjoyment of the society that we live in. But why would anyone want to live in a society where you work way too much, 8 to 12 hour shifts every single day, and then you don't even have the time or the money or the resources to use that to enjoy the country around you? You just work to end up paying rent and to end up working more. That is the experience of so many Americans, so many people that are my age, of all ages, that have experienced this. And Trump is saying just watch the game on TV. Listen, I understand that some games are going to be way more expensive and some games are going to have prices hiked because it's like a luxury finals game, but it shouldn't be luxury. This should be a very real thing that New Yorkers and Americans are able to attend. I want to end off with this clip of Trump quite literally stealing Bernie Sanders' idea. Quite literally just stealing Bernie's idea and basically advocating for a socialist policy. He's asked about AI companies and all the profit that they're making, and he says, I think there are concepts where the American public could become a partner to these companies, which is essentially just socialism. I'm not saying that is like a bad thing or a judgment call, but Trump himself is stealing this idea from Bernie, acting like it's his own, and pushing the country in a direction that he claims to hate. Watch.
AI companies potentially taking
there's a concept out there, there's so much money and it's so big that there are concepts where pieces could be given to the American public, where the American public essentially becomes a partner with the companies. And I will tell you, yeah, I have spoken to all of them. There's something very interesting about it, where it almost becomes a partnership with the American public. And we'll look into that.
Oh, okay, I think I get it. So the workers will end up owning the means of production because it'll be a partnership. Where have I heard this before? It's almost like Karl Marx came up with this exact concept that Trump is now floating. This is more socialist than most things Mom Donnie says on a daily basis. I'm gonna leave this there. If you appreciate these videos and you're ready for us to keep cooking after this travel, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.